On the show today, we have Momentum's very own Mark Algard talking about what we've all been talking about, branch design after the COVID crisis. What's it going to look like? Well, Mark has a few answers for you in this conversation, so check it out. So my next question here is, you know, where are you looking or where are you researching new work environments to incorporate new branch design? Because I know you are like the research king and all this type. You are all over the place on this. And
this is it is kind of the fun part. This is the most fun. Yeah. I was going to say funnest. I don't know.
Funnest? We can say that.
This is the funnest part. You know, we look at the big architecture firms like HOK or Gensler, and they have a lot of advice, and some of the societies, the groups, IFMA, the Facility Managers Association, has good advice. The brokers, Cushman Wakefield, has some really great advice on kind of these more temporary settings for this. They call it the 6-foot office.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of points now I think that are really have been great for us. One is the WELL building standard. A lot of people have heard of LEED. That's the environmental standard for buildings. Well, it's the same organization, but they think about the well-being of building occupants. And so we realized that, gosh, a few buildings we've built over the last decade actually have some really great technology for this crisis. And so things like enhanced air filtration, using ultraviolet light to go after viruses in your HVAC system.
Yeah, I've been hearing that too.
Increasing the volume of air being recycled through the building, but also the amount of outside air that's coming in. A lot of this information and standard coming from the WELL Building Institute really will inform, I think, healthier buildings. And so, the facts are still yet to be determined, I think, in, you know, what is the right way to resolve this in the long term in the office building. You know, I think the initial reaction, the 6 feet separation, you know, that goes to a certain distance, but what they don't really know is about the concentration of the virus in the air of the buildings, right? But, you know, these other technologies really may be game changers. So, yeah, in fact, we realized that we needed to kind of call on some of our older clients who put some of this technology in even 8-10 years ago and remind them and be like, hey guys, you have this in your building.
Yeah.
You should probably tell your team about it, right? We're thinking Three Rivers Credit Union in Indiana, Fort Wayne. We built some buildings for them in 2012. And they're all up to this LEED standard where there was high filtration, high air circulation, lots of things that you know, are really poised to decrease the virus concentration in the air. So the other one I mentioned, actually HBR, Harvard Business Review, they have a whole COVID section, and it's actually free to even non-subscribers right now. Mm-hmm. But we talk a lot about the workplace, and when we're talking about, you know, the physical workplace environment, but I mean, really, I say this a lot, the workplace is your organizational structure, it's your culture, it's your processes, your way of doing things, right? That's really your workplace. And there's this psychological or organizational management side of this question that is so important, right? It's not just the physical environment, but it's also, you know, it's the way your organization comes together and treats the situation so that your environment works well. And we're learning a lot from that. I mean, you know, for example, when people are working from home, it's challenging on so many levels. And we, you know, we have some workplace data that tells us that credit unions are maybe a little bit behind the average organization on strategies for working from home. And a lot of that has to do more with the culture around it and how well it's kind of supported in the processes or management structure. And so not just finding ways for people to communicate better, but finding ways for your managers to delegate and be confident in their delegation so they can stand back, because they can't visually manage their employees anymore, right? So they got to find a different way of doing it.
Yeah.
So been learning a lot from, you know, resources on that. It all comes together, believe it or not. You know, it's the physical work environment's just it's a tool, right? It can be a catalyst. It can help you do better, but you need the organization itself really humming along and those things syncing up. So
yeah, I think a lot of people are finding, and I've read stories about this in other industries as well. It's like, hey, you know what? The work from home thing actually works, you know? I mean, for the most part, I mean, I'm sure there's some anomalies here and there that don't work, but now they're finding that, hey, you know what? This can work. And so everyone's rethinking about, do we really need this much office space?
Oh yeah.
Are we going to redesign everything? So there's going to be that whole mess that's going to happen in the next 6 months or so.
Absolutely.
So, oh my gosh. But I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole. I want to come back to like, because I could really get into that one.
Yeah.
But so what advice do you, and you kind of alluded to this stuff in your last response too. What advice do you have for credit unions as we commence kind of the reopening process? Because we've been reading more and more stories in the trade pubs about more branches being open now.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, kind of overall advice, I would say, both the coupon cutter in me and the strategist in me thinks that credit unions, you know, are in a position to kind of maybe not pause too long on what their strategic plans were for the organization. And so what I mean by that is, as the coupon cutter is, for the last, gosh, almost 10 years, construction prices have been like this, you know, 4, 6, 8% year over year cost increases. A year from now, because construction lags the economy by about a year.
Yeah.
A year from now, credit unions will be in a position to really leverage some advantages, I think, in the construction market.
Okay.
So long as they're doing their planning and homework now, they can take advantage of it then. Because a project, you know, they can't come to me in April of next year and say, hey, let's build this. I'm like, okay, well, 8 to 12 months from now, we'll be building it, right? So you got to do your homework now if you want to have your project later. You know, the other thing, again, the coupon cutter side, and this is kind of coupon strategy both, is I don't know if you're ever again going to see so many options in the retail market, right? So a few months from now, credit unions, I think, that maybe have done the homework around the data around where's the kind of best general location might have a lot of options that weren't there before in terms of new branch locations.
Yeah.
So I would advise them to be ready to take advantage of that. It's going to be unprecedented. But the strategist in me, I think even more importantly, it's about being ready to continue executing your strategic plan, because your competitors will be, right? And so you don't want to get behind. I think that's even more important.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So, now, I'm not sure if that was your question. Your question maybe was more along like, what do we do right now in the branches, right? Okay, you're like, yeah, answer the real question.
I liked your previous answer too. So
Yeah, you know, I think be nimble and continue to kind of, you know, respect kind of the guidelines. A lot of the states in Washington State, they're giving fairly specific guidelines on what you need to do to protect the safety of your employees and customers and members. You know, and I think just have grit and stick with that. I know we have clients in Pennsylvania where their members are really giving them a lot of grief about not having the physical branch environment open, right? And that they're providing services in a different way. And I think that just by communicating to the members why they're approaching this in such a way, I think goes pretty far.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Because on one hand, they have the members really giving them grief. And on the other hand, they have the employees who are really appreciative of the fact that the branches are still staying closed,
yeah.
Right? And that they feel safer in their position.
Mm-hmm.
So, my advice really, communicate, follow the local guidelines. There's a lot of resources out there. And I said this before, don't do something that's going to be terribly expensive and hard to unwind in a couple of years.
That's what I was looking for right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.